This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Dalen Coons, found the opening down the lane, little runner up there, good foul! Count the basket! What a play, switching hands in the air and laying it in, Dalen Coons. Look at the deal, comes off that pick by Dalton, connects, slices down the lane, layup up there, good! What a play by Dalen Coons, able to finish that one with the left hand. Dalen Coons deep on the right, well above the three-point arc. Looking for a pick, gets that from Riley Abercrombie. Comes off, drives the corner, beats his man down the lane. Scooper up there and in. He's going to hold up. Back to Coons for three in the corner. Bullseye! What a great sequence for the Bears. Dalen Coons deep on the right side. Dalen takes a drive in from the right. Comes off the screen, driving the paint now. Cut off, leans, takes a jumper, banks it. Good, he got the roll. Shot clock at five, spins. He goes up, ducks under, lays it up and in. What a play by Dalen Coons. Coons front court, Dalen driving off to the right. Dalen down the lane, beat everybody, laid it up and in. Coast to coast for Dalen Coons.
Jerry Schimmel on the call last night as the Bears win 88-79 over Portland State. And I think Jerry, I don't think he's on the line right now, so I'm going to embarrass him. I think Jerry, just the way he calls a game on radio, there's a lot of times I'll listen to radio broadcasts and I'm listening and I really don't know what's going on. You know, I know the score when they say it, but I'm like, what's happening here? Jerry just describes everything so perfectly. Oh, he is on the line. Jerry Schimmel, how are you, man?
Thanks for the compliments, my friend.
Nobody better than you, man. I just, whether you're calling a Bears game or a Rockies game, you really paint that picture, and you just have this steady cadence that's just perfect for radio. So, well done by you. Obviously, we love having your voice on KFKA and on these Bears games, especially, Jerry, when the Bears get a win.
Yeah, that was fun last night, wasn't it? That was, you know, obviously a great, great win on Monday, Brady, when the Bob Weaver was really impressed last night. And I think just the way they won it as well, you know, wire to wire, they never relinquished that lead. They got up by 11 twice, I think, in the last 5 minutes. And Portland State came back and cut to three both times. But that's as far as they got. And the Bears responded. They did the stuff they needed to do on the offense and defensive end to stave off that rally against a really talented Portland State team. So, yeah, last night was a lot of fun. That was, for me, as much fun as it was on a Monday against Weber.
Jerry, what was the crowd like there? I mean, I know the student section was crazy on Monday, but what did the crowd look like? Did you get a feel that some of that momentum was carrying over from Monday?
I did. You know, Monday was crazy because the student section overflowing in that one end zone, it made all the difference in the world. There's no getting around that. But some of that came back last night, Brady. I think there was a lot more and certainly louder in that student section than I had seen it all year long other than on Monday. So some of that crazy student environment kind of played off to last night, and they showed up. And then the rest of the crowd was big. I mean, that was one of the bigger crowds they've had all year. It was a great game, so they were into it. So, no, I think it's a great point. The crowd was obviously awesome on Monday and really good last night as well.
Well, it's nice when you can get a decent crowd, start to take some of that momentum, and then deliver another victory in front of that crowd. So that's so important. Big stars last night. It seems like Dalen's really rocking and rolling. Matt Johnson, though, 16 points for him, but there was a key charge late in that game, Jerry, that really kind of put the Bears over that hump where it's like, okay, it's foul time. Now, the Bears should be able to free throw their way out of this one.
No question about it. And Matt took that charge. And, you know, he was on the bench for a lot of second half because of foul trouble. So he had a great game production-wise in limited minutes for him anyway. So that made it even more impressive. What was interesting is, you know, Matt's one of the best free throw shooters in the country. In the country. He's almost 90%. He missed three in a row last night, which is really interesting. But like Brady, you pointed out, he did other things to make up for that, including taking that charge and hitting some key shots and playing some great low post defense. They were trying to post him up all night with Cameron Parker and some other guys, and Matt was there for the challenge. So Dalen was outstanding. Matt Johnson was right behind him.
Yeah, I was in your call too. You'd mentioned he's like he only missed like three free throws all year, Jerry. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then he missed three last night.
Yeah, I think he had missed four all season. I think he was 48 out of 52 or something like that. And then he missed three in a row last night. And it was really funny. After the game, probably we were done, and I was off the air and walking out of the building. He was still talking to his mom. And the last thing, they're walking away from each other. His mom's a character, by the way. Much different personality than Matt. She's a very outgoing. She's a basketball official and really funny. But they're kind of separating. She goes, work on your free throws.
Well, and you know he took that to heart. I would imagine he was in the gym either that night or early this morning popping up free throws.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. It was funny. He walked away, didn't say anything, but he had a little smirk on his face.
How about Theo Hughes, Jerry? Nice game from him. I tell you, it's kind of like which big man is going to bring it, Theo Hughes or Brock Wisney. And Brock Wisney, I thought, played really well on Monday. And Theo, with 11 points, 5 boards, a key, and one there in a critical stretch. So just big-time players making plays late in the game.
Yep, no question about it. He got a lot of help from his friends, Brady. I mean, all 5 of those field goals were layups, and he was fed beautifully. One like he was posting up. I think one of them was an offensive rebound and a putback, but the other 4 were just great passes. He was wide open, just had to lay it in. But he still laid it in, and he got fouled in the one play. And then what does he do? He makes the free throw as well. There's a guy that was 1 for 5 last year, all last year, from the line. And he is, I think, 16 for 19, something like that this year. So much improved free throw shooter, much improved player. And he just had that solid game. That's what you're looking for with Theo. Play some defense. Try to stay out of foul trouble, which he's had trouble doing, he and Brock Wisney both. But play some defense. Get those rebounds. When you get that easy feed inside, lay that ball in.
Jerry Schemmel joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears and the Colorado Rockies. The Bears moved up a little bit in the standings, but Jerry, it's still going to be a long haul for this team. A lot of things are going to have to go their way, not just winning games. They're going to need some help along the way. If they want to move up into that 5th spot, right? The 5th spot would get them a first-round bye in the Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yep, that's what you're shooting for right now. And if that doesn't happen, Brady, and I think the odds are a little against that happening, I still honestly would not want to play the Bears in the first round. I really wouldn't. This is a dangerous team. I mean, you think about Monday night. Weber State had been playing as well as anybody in the conference aside from Eastern Washington. And what do they do? They get beat by 34 points. It's a team that's really good, playing some of its best basketball of the year. They come in and get blown out by UNC. And then the Bears come back the next night, no hangover, which is last night, and get that great victory against a very talented Portland State team. So it's starting to click a little bit, and I would not want to play the Bears. I mean, that's a talented team that when they get rolling, they get confident, and the shots are falling. They're really difficult to beat.
Yeah, it really does. And again, their game against Eastern Washington, 83-75, I mean, so they were there. But it does feel like if you can get that style of play, the way we saw specifically Monday against Weber State, that game told me, okay, the Bears could beat anybody in this conference, but they have to have their stars clicking. They have to pick it up on the defensive side, but it could happen.
Yeah, no question about it. And what needs to happen, too, I think, is with the big 3, you got to hit some help. And that's what they did on Monday with Riley Abercrombie. He got hot and 7 threes, but you've got to get some help. And last night it came from Theo Hughes and some other guys. So you know that Coons and Johnson and Dalton Connector they're going to get their points on most nights. You got to get them some help. You can't rely on those 3 every night. So if you can get a Riley Abercrombie to go off a little bit, or if you get Theo to have that big game, you're really dangerous. You're dangerous already with those big 3, but you're really dangerous when somebody or a couple of guys can step up and help them.
They'll go up against Sac State coming up this on Saturday. We'll hear your call again, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Jerry, you're in this interesting time in your season, though, where you're in that crossover mode. You're very much in deep with the hoop side, but spring training is right around the corner for the Colorado Rockies.
It's that great time of year for me, Brady, when the seasons overlap and I can do 2 different sports at one time. Yeah, the first game is a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
First broadcast is, so yeah, 2 weeks 2 weeks from tomorrow. So it's right around the corner.
So how you feeling with this team? And I know with the Rockies lately, and Dick Monfort, poor guy. I mean, he can't help himself. He says some things that are always going to be picked apart by idiots like me all the time, Jerry. But how are you feeling about this team? You know, Dick Monfort's put it out there, yeah, I think we could play 500 ball. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I don't think he's wrong about that. I think things have to click for this team to be a 500 team. there are pieces there, Brady, as you know. There's a good second baseman. Brendan Rodgers is kind of an emerging guy, and C.J. Cron has been very productive offensively at first base, and Chris Bryant, when he's healthy, will be a key factor offensively, no doubt about that. They've got some talent in the starting rotation. They've got a great closer. They've got some young guys that are up and coming, like Tolia and Tovar. So it's there. Those pieces are there. But that doesn't, in baseball especially, it doesn't mean much when it doesn't come together and you don't stay healthy. So I think Dick is right. If I was the owner, I probably wouldn't come out and say, hey, we want to play 500 ball. I mean, that's not going to get anybody excited. And everybody's going to pick on Lack like you have, and you probably should. He probably deserves that. And Dick means right. I mean, he has the right intention, but stuff comes out of his mouth that I'm sure he regrets and people take advantage of. But I think he's right. I think if this team comes together, they can be a 500 team, but a lot of things have to click that way. And I think the biggest piece is young guys developing. And you'll see some guys come out of spring training. They're going to make the team that never have played Major League Baseball before, which adds some excitement. You need to think about the future a little bit when you see guys like that. But a lot of things have to come together, but there's certainly that opportunity for this team.
Jerry, what are you thinking of Chris Bryant right now? I mean, is he feeling good? Like, what are you hearing, at least on that side of things?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is he's 100%.
Great.
No issues whatsoever with his back. And I heard the other day someone said, I think one of the guys that he'd been working out with or somebody had watched him work out or something said, he looked great. He was not complaining about any pain in his back. He was 100% and incredibly excited about getting the season started.
You know what? I always get excited as we get into it. And then you just hope they can hang on throughout midsummer to give us something to root for. And maybe that'll be the case here. Jerry, what do you got going? I know, again, you're also the host of Amazing Americans. I absolutely love that show. It's unlike anything else that's out there. What do you have? I heard you talking a little bit with Brian and Tanner about that, but should be a really compelling program coming up this weekend.
I think it is, not because of me, but because of the guest. It's a guy named Jason Kuhn, and Jason was a great college baseball player. In fact, as a junior, he was one of the top closers in America, throwing upper 90s, left-handed, playing for Middle Tennessee State. And he came out of senior year and got the yips, Brady. He couldn't throw strikes, and it would not work. And he finally quit. He quit the game, and instead of sulking and being in self-pity, he decided he was going to do something even greater than that. He became a Navy SEAL. And
wow.
Served our country for 8 years as a Navy SEAL, and I have incredible respect for Navy SEALs. I've had several of them on the show over the years, but he was employed at two different employments overseas and saw a lot of the fighting as a Navy SEAL and has some incredible stories, most of which he can't share. But then he spent 8 years in the military, comes out of the military, and now is helping pitchers who have the yips themselves work out of that. Remember Tyler Matzik pitched for the Rockies a few years ago? He got the same thing. He couldn't throw strikes and eventually quit the game. He was out of the league, out of the game, I think, for two or three years, tried on with his other couple of teams. He started working with Jason Kuhn and came back with the Braves 2 years ago and helped them win a World Series. Jason turned him around. So not only did he use his story to become a Navy SEAL and serve our country, but he's using his experience now to help other pitchers who have gone through the same thing, including Tyler Matzik. It's a great story. He's incredibly articulate. He's funny. I think something that everybody will really appreciate, especially baseball fans.
Oh, I'm really curious about that one. I mean, I've always thought about that. How do you get guys out of that? How does it happen? Does something click? Is it mental exercises? Do they need to see a therapist? Like, all those things go into my brain.
Yep.
So I'm very much looking forward to it. And that's why I love that show, Jerry, because, most of the time they're sports figures, but it's what they do. Maybe they rose up from something negative that happened, or beyond their sports life, they are able to create a different life and a more of a positive life to come back and help others. That's why it's such a fascinating program.
I appreciate that, Brady. It's been such a blessing to me. We're going on 4 years now doing this show, and it just keeps growing. And what's interesting about it is, I think anyway, what's interesting to me is the most popular shows, it seemed like, are the people I interview that nobody's ever heard of. but they can, but people can relate to that. They're not in the spotlight. They're not Scott Hamilton or Mike Ruzioni, which have been on the show, but they're not those guys. They're ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and the common person can kind of relate to that a little bit. So get some people that people have heard about and some other people have never heard about on that show, which I think makes it really interesting.
From the Bears coverage to the Rockies coverage to Amazing Americans and just being Jerry Schimmel, man, we appreciate you and so much about what you bring to the table each and every day. Jerry, this weekend, man, good luck on the call. Don't be terrible. You know the rules. Just be good.
I'll see what I can do, Brady. I appreciate that.
All right, my man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, the Rockies, and Amazing Americans. Jerry Schimmel, dude, that's one of the good ones. Great dude. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. I'll wrap up the show. Wow, we got a long way to go, man. I'll wrap up the first hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.